The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 18 past 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. It has been known for years as Visiting Nurse Association in Blue Water Hospice, but it has a new name now. Same mission, but a new name. Joining us right now, the president and CEO of Blue Water Home Care and Hospice, Angela Dallaire. Angela, good morning.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. It's just been the last few months that you've undergone this name change. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, we announced it about the second week of October. It's been great, well-received, right? So it's really important that we share the message. You know, we're not being absorbed, we're not merging. And it was just, it was time. It was time to put the Blue Water name in our entire agency name, right? Mm-hmm. Home Care and Hospice. Blue Water Home Care and Hospice, planting our roots, getting them firmer planted in our community.
Remind us what the mission is. What is Blue Water Home Care and Hospice?
So we provide services from private duty, home care, hospice, and then we obviously have our hospice home. Our mission has not changed. Mm-hmm. We'll care for anyone regardless of their financial position. We're here to take care of our community. We work here, we live here, and we serve here, and that's really important to hear.
Hospice home is I think, unique to St. Clair County, because not many communities have something like hospice home, do they?
Correct. Yeah, there's very few in our state, and unfortunately, they're dwindling down. Yeah. It's a cost thing, right? So we are very fortunate. Our community is so giving, and it was built by the community for the community.
Tell us about the Light Up a Life campaign.
Well, if you have not seen the hospice home, this is the time of year you want to drive by. We have our tree of remembrance lit from dawn till dusk every day, and it's lit with blue bulbs in memory of and honoring those that have been in our lives, maybe a staff member, volunteer, whatever it may be. It's one of our large fundraisers, and it's absolutely beautiful to drive through. The tree is lit right on our property, so please take a moment to drive by. I don't know if you've seen over the weekend, we had a really nice article wrote up about us, so it's really nice to get that recognition.
Absolutely. Well, we're happy to give that recognition as well. How can somebody make a donation? How does that work?
You can go to our website at bwhch.org/LUL.
And the idea is, by donating, you're honoring, maybe somebody that won't be with you this Christmas.
Yes, you're honoring and you're paying it forward, right? Mm-hmm. So you're taking care of those in our community that may not be financially able to. It provides not only charity care, but also the room and board at the hospice home when that need is there.
How does somebody access your services if they need them?
You can call us. On our website, we have a refer a patient or refer yourself. It's very easy. Yeah. To refer and just to talk to someone about the services that are available and in what you may need. It's really important to hear that, our county, not many people know this. We have senior millage dollars that are directly for the seniors. So if you don't know if you are eligible for those grants, call us. We'll work with you to figure that out. And it's really important for the seniors to hear those are their dollars and they're spending their own dollars, right? Mm-hmm. So because not a lot of people want to, they think that the funds are there for someone else. But you know what? They're there for everyone, especially our seniors.
Yeah. You've got great volunteers there, too. What kind of volunteer opportunities are there?
So we have many opportunities, right? We have companionship in the community, companion at the home. Obviously, I'm sure you know about the Tommy. And the dogs that come mm-hmm. in, so they're very well welcomed. Every weekend they come in and visit our patients mm-hmm. there. But we also have a veteran program. We're really starting to get robust. We've reached a second level. So there's a state of Michigan program that they have, and we just reached our second level. And that's when a veteran maybe is a companion and speaks with another veteran that's in our care. They have stories that only they know and that they understand. And so we're really trying to get veterans in there to be a yeah. companion, a volunteer to our veterans. So that's our biggest, our newest volunteer opportunity.
Oh, that's a fantastic opportunity because veterans still want to serve. They still want to help. And that's a great way for them to still be able to serve.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. All kinds of good things going on at Blue Water Home Care and Hospice, which is the new name. It rolls off the tongue nice and easy. what's the website where people can connect with you?
bwhch.org.
All good stuff. Angela, thanks for the update. Thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me this morning, Paul.
All right, you bet.